The Ministry of Education is calling for dialogue among stakeholders in education to determine government support for students who qualify to enter into public universities but are unable due to lack of space. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the proposal, the Deputy Minister of Education, Mahama Yariga, said the advocacy is aimed at rationalizing education to assist brilliant but needy students. Mr. Yariga spoke to George Ankrum.
The proposal that I am making is that, and in fact, this is also based on a directive that my minister, Honorable Betty Molidisu, has given to the Council for Tertiary Education, that we should have a national dialogue on the funding of education in general, because the landscape of the educational sector has changed so dramatically in the last decade, following the reforms that led to the enactment of the Debt Fund Act and the introduction of debt fund as a funding mechanism. And on Saturday at the Islamic University, I was raising the issue about the funding of students who are attending private tertiary institutions such as private universities. And the argument essentially is that many of those students in fact qualify for admission into public universities where tuition is relatively free, but because of the lack of space in those public universities, they are unable to absorb all those members who have in fact passed and qualified to be admitted to the public university. And so when these students have to attend private universities because of the challenge in terms of space in these public universities, there has to be some mechanism by the state to support these students. I am not advocating for state funding of private universities, because these are private ventures, but I'm advocating for the state to have some support for the individual students who have passed by all standards to go to the public universities, and in fact would have preferred to go to the public universities, but because of the space limitation in the public universities, they cannot be absorbed. Now, there are two streams of students who go to private universities. There are those who think that the quality of private universities may be higher or better than those of public universities, and those who can just fund their education there at the private university, those can be treated separately. But we have students from very poor backgrounds who have passed to go to the public university but could not obtain admission into the public university and have had to go to private university in order that they can still have access to tertiary education.
Are you saying that public universities' fees are free? It is high when you look at the distance education sponsorship.
Relatively, if you compare private universities and public universities, the private universities tend to be far more expensive than the public universities. In fact, there are these facility user fees that students have to pay in our public universities. But if you compare the facility user fees that students pay in public universities, clearly those of the private universities are much, much higher than the public universities.
Deputy Minister of Education Mahama Yariga talking to George Ankrum.